There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is under your presence, Lord.
So Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Your glory.
More.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening to my sisters and my brothers on tonight. Amen. We do give all honor to Jesus Christ of Nazareth on tonight. Amen. We do give honor to Pastor Eve, everybody in the respective places on tonight. But most of all, we do give honor to our Jehovah Jireh. We just thank God for another opportunity that he have allowed us to come together on tonight. Amen. We should always get excited about any time coming to share the bread of life with the people of God on tonight. But I'm so excited just to see what God has for his people. The word of God, so who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking unto us on tonight. Amen. Let's go into a short clip. Father God, I just come before your presence tonight. I just come before the throne of grace on tonight. Just want to say thank you. Father God, I thank you that even how you spread our life, even up to this appointed time right now. Father God, we thank you that how you kept us, God. Another blessed Thursday night. And Father God, we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory belongs to you on tonight. In the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, we pray this prayer. Amen. 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 Tonight, I'm excited about the word on tonight. Amen. I always seek God. What did he have for his people on tonight? Amen. I thank God the word of God said, look not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, if we acknowledge him, he said he shall and he will to break our past. Amen. I thank God again. Amen. Tonight, we come up for 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7 in verse 14, this is a good lesson on tonight. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to begin in verse 14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways and way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will hear their land. Tonight, I would like to ask a question on tonight. He said, my people, so are you one of his chosen sons? Are you one of his chosen daughters tonight, amen, that have been set aside for the purpose of God to be used at this time? The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen of tonight. So he asking a question tonight, amen. He said, if my people, so if you are one of his chosen sons and his chosen daughter, that means who? The Lord is speaking to you. Begins to me tonight, amen. And he said, which are called by my name. Come on, somebody. It's a whole lot of names out there, a whole lot of voices out there, a whole lot of spirits out there. But he said, called by my name. Come on. He said, sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Come on, somebody, tonight. You got to know the voice of the Lord for yourself. This is in the last days. Come on, somebody. The Bible says we live in the Curtis time, and you got to know the voice of the Lord for yourself. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble me, I come before you, God, as a little child. I come before you, God, humble, earthen vessel. I come before you, God. I don't know anything, but I'm come before you as a humble as I know how. He said he give what? Grace to the humble. He said due season. He said if you humble yourself, then God said I will exalt you. Amen, somebody. He said, humble shall humble themselves and pray. Pray and seek my face. He didn't say seek your face. He didn't say speak your pastor faith. He didn't say speak the apostle faith. He didn't say the prophet. He said, if pray and seek my face, come on somebody, and turn from their wicked ways. Wicked. Wicked means you practice how you're going to get even. Wicked means how you practice how you're going to do this sister. I'm going to do this brother. Wicked is when you set time out in your mind and you begin to premeditate How you going to do this stuff? Wicked. Wicked means very evil. Come on, somebody. You said you're chosen by God. You've been ordained by God. You should be thinking no evil in your mind. How you going to get evil to fulfill your brother? That's what that, and it says, wicked ways. That means ways. What kind of wicked ways are you got? I mean, who are you? You say, I'm chosen by God. You say, I am God's people. But he said, why are you practicing your wicked ways? And then he said, then what I hear from heaven. But God is requiring something right here. All this going to happen when we do what God say. First of all, what he say, humble themselves. Second thing, he said, what, pray. The third thing, he said, seek my face. Then the fourth thing, he said, what, turn from their wicked ways. So all this cannot happen until you do all of this. See, God do everything in order. See, there's no way you're going to say, well, I ain't going to pray, but I'm going to see. I ain't going to see, but then I'm going to turn. I ain't going to turn, but I'm going to go. God said, no. He said, this is an order that God has to command me. He said, if you do all of this that he had command, what did he say? I will heal their land. Now, he didn't say our land. He said, I will heal their land. So what the Lord is saying tonight, the Lord is saying, if we do all this on tonight, somebody, we got somebody that we know tonight got some land need to be healed. Come on, somebody. We know somebody tonight that got some problems in their body. But God, the Lord say, if we do all of this, he said, if my people, so tonight, are you God people? Are you man people? Are you woman people? Are you your bishop people? Are you the prophet? He said, if my people, which are called. That means you got to hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody. He said, how can you preach? Listen, now you've been sent. Come on, somebody. He said, who are qualified? He's not justified. Tonight, God said, all this is going to happen. But first of all, we got to do this. It's an order. We're going to talk about tonight or what? Okay, chosen. He said, are you chosen people? That means called, not by man, not by woman. Humble, pray, seek my face. We're going to go with the word pray. What does it mean? What to do with that? Talk about pray. Pray means the way we should pray is first of all, we got to go to God and say, God, I repent. You can't come to God and pray, but you repent first because you might have had some thoughts or you might have said some things out your mouth, or even it might have come out your mouth, but it might have in your heart. So before you go before the face of God, you got to repent, God, and say, God, forgive me for thinking. If I react when I shouldn't act, you got to first ask God, Lord, forgive me first. And then he said, pray until something happens. So that means we have to continue to pray. Continue to pray. Pray until the breakthrough comes. Pray for your sister, your brother. Intercede for them till God has what? Heal the land. He said, I'm going to heal the land. But it's a requirement that God is requiring for us to do. Now, I'm talking about us only if you are God's people. Everybody are not God's people. Everybody has not been chosen by God. When you're chosen by God, there are certain things you cannot do. Come on, somebody. There are certain people that God will not allow you to connect with. That's why he said many are called. Come on, somebody. We got people say that God called me, and they know good well God did not call them. But if God said, if I call you, you qualify. Come on, somebody. That's why he said many are called, the few. He said in the last day, it's going to be a few that's going to be chosen. When you're chosen, ordained by God, you're going to carry out whatever God says. That means you're going to do everything God says. That means you're going to do what? First of all, you're going to do what? Jesus said, you're going to pray. You're going to seek my face. You're going to turn from their wicked ways. You're not here from the land. He said, pray. That means you got to pray until something happens. Pray until the miracle. Pray until the breakthrough. Pray. Continue to pray until you know God don't hear that land. But some of us, we do not want to labor. We got to be real. We don't want to label. We don't want to pray for people for 3 or 4 days or 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years. It shouldn't take that long. But listen, think about how we got saved. Think about how we don't know who had a labor for us. because we all are at something. So we all had to have some land that had to be healed. So I'm pretty sure somebody labor for us. So why can't we labor for our brothers, our sister, our family member? No, because we're selfish. And we not humble ourselves down and say, God, I intercede. God, I'm going to get for them. God, I turn my place down. God, I fast. God, I pray. God, I seek. See, we're not willing to do all of that. Though we say that we are with our mouth, but the Bible says your heart is so full from it. He said, don't make a vow if you know you're not going to keep it. He said, don't even make the vow. You know you're not willing to keep the vow. Just a covenant. He said, you make a covenant with somebody, Pastor E, I'm a covenant with you. Pastor E, I'm with you. Okay, when it comes down to it, everything. Are you really covenant with Pastor E? That means Pastor E go through things. You got to go through with Pastor E. Come on, somebody. Because you said, I'm covenant with Pastor E, my network. I'm covenant. So whatever he goes through, you got to be willing to go through with him. Sometimes you got to encourage each other. Sometimes we got to know how to push each other. Come on, somebody. Everybody is not what everybody said. The Bible said, iron sharpens iron. That's good, what the word say, but we know good well, some of us, we ain't sharpening nobody. Well, you know what? You think about yourself, you ain't talking about nobody else, but one thing about me, I thank God that I know who I am, because when God bless me, I'm praying, seeking God, who can I be a blessing to? Because one thing about God, when God healed my land, when he healed my land, then I'm going to start praying for someone else's land to get healed. That means, guess what? I humble myself down to God. You know what? It ain't about Lisa, but it's about them. It's about him. It's about her tonight. Amen, somebody. And the next word is seek. The Lord means seeking his presence. A common translated of Hebrew words means liberate or to seek his face. Seek and search for someone or send something to try someone or something how to do to seek God, lead your lifestyle, and cry out to God. Leave our lifestyle. I'm going to go in. I'm going to cry out for Pastor V. I'm going to go in and cry for Pastor Terry. I'm going in, Pastor Bunker. See, that's me, that's what. She said, oh, Pastor Lisa, I got some land needed to be healed. So it might be a time in this season that they're not in a position to go in and pray for the land to get healed. So these are be already there to say, guess what? Pastor V, Pastor Terry, oh, I got this. Don't worry, I'm going in for you. See, they don't know that you're really going in with them, because you know why? Because the result's going to come. That's why he said, if my people, which are called by my name, some of us are called by the wrong name. Come on, somebody. Some of us are from the wrong covenant. Some are connected with the wrong people. And that's why you're not flourish. There's no fruits. There's no harvest. All you do is connect with the wrong part. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble, that means, God, I've come before you as empty vessel. God, I am a nobody, but I'm a somebody trying to tell everybody about who Jesus Christ on tonight. That's why we need to pray. We need to seek the face of God like no hope. And seeking the face of the Lord just simply means it's what? Turn, change, get things right with the Lord. Amen. Then turn. Not we can hear from heaven. And then he said, and I will heal the sin. So it don't matter who somebody said, I remember Lisa when she was this or that. It doesn't matter who you remember me. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am a child of the Most High God. So God, you still talking about what I did 10 years ago? Baby, God don't elevate me so much and stuff. So you said, why do you see a stop? What does 10 years ago? I'm going out. Guess what? Because what I repent to God, God says, he people know my sins no more. It doesn't matter who say you still this and that. It doesn't matter. Long as you know who you are in the kingdom of God, That's why James 4:10 said, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now hold on, go back again. James 4:10 say, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Not man, not woman, not your pastor, your bishop, your overseer. The Lord say, I shall lift you up. Don't you know the more humble we stay, the more God will elevate us. The more humble we stay, the more promotion God will give us. The more humble we stay, God will quicker answer our prayer. Because God likes a woman, a man of God that's humble. In other words, that's what he said. Your gifts will make room for you. You ain't got no long cross hanging on to the ground down there and talking about, you ain't got to tell people who you are. By your spirit, by your fruits, they're going to know exactly who you are. That people want to write all this stuff. Enough that, and he said, and with your attitude that say, no matter how long it takes or whatever I have to do, I will not be denied. It might be delayed, but God say it will not be denied, says the Lord. Again, it's how your attitude when you come before God. What kind of attitude are you going to have? Are you going to have a humble attitude? Are you going to have an arrogant attitude? Are you going to have a pride attitude? Are you going to say it's all about me? No. It's never about us, honey. It's all about Jesus Christ, the Lord of Savior tonight. That's why he said, it's my people. So what he's saying, he's looking. He's looking for some people. He said, if my people, that means we all belong to who? The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, he didn't say if Lisa. He said if my people. That means the Lord say, I'm looking. I'm appealing. I'm looking to see where my people's at. Because my people get into the right place, get into the right position, but you renew your mind. Transform your mind. And then the Lord said, he said, what you do, all this I told you to do. Then the Lord said, what? He said, and I will hear their land. Verse 15 said, now my eyes shall be opened, and my ears are attended unto the prayer that is made in the place. Now the Lord said, now my eyes shall be opened, and my ears are attended unto the prayer that is made in this place. What place he talking about? Think about that now. Verse 16 says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house. Is your house been chosen? Is your house been sanctified? Come on, somebody. Sanctified means we set aside. We are different. Sanctified don't mean, baby, no makeup, no earrings, the long dress, no, sanctified is a lifestyle. That's why he said, for now I have chosen, and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. How many of you can say tonight that the Lord can say this about you tonight? Think about that just for a quick minute. Think about that now. Think about this. Can the Lord say this about you tonight? My. Now, this is the Lord speaking. But now I have chosen. He said, I chose you. And I have sanctified. You've been set aside. You are peculiar. You are royalty. You are priesthood. You've been called out. You're different. He said, and sanctify this house. That means this house means you tonight. Us. Come on. This house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there peculiar. He said, Lord, say, my concern tonight. Can the Lord say this tonight? Can the Lord say, Pastor E? Do you mind if I chose you, Pastor E? But Pastor E, I want to know. He said, can I sanctify this house? Sanctify this house. That means he said, I'm concerned. So the Lord said tonight, he said, can I kill it tonight and say, can I just use your house to be chosen? Can I use your house to be sanctified tonight? See, the Lord asked me a question. That's why I'm telling you, you better know that you've been called. You know God called you, because when he called you, he said, I qualify you. Who I qualify, I justify you tonight. Know that you know that you know that you know. I'm going to word again, seek again. Seek the Lord, meaning seeking his presence. People say, oh, tonight I got to go in. I just got to go seek the Lord tonight. You going in with nothing on your mind, nothing in your heart, nothing in your spirit. You're going in seeking the Lord. Me, I'm going to seek his presence. A comma translate of Hebrew words means literally, I did it a while ago, of seeking his face. Seeking means I'm searching for someone or something. I'm trying to find someone or something. How do we seek God's face? Leave worldly lifestyle and cry out to God. He says, leave worldly lifestyle and cry out to God. When we come over to the other side, we should no longer have worldly things in our mind. We're not going to say that now and then it might do come back. But the Bible says immediately cast down the imagination. What the Bible say? Pull down a stronghold with what? Power of prayer. So immediately when we might hear a song on the radio, we want somebody being the soul having a song playing and all of it. So just like, you know, guess what? We're gonna have a flashback after a while. It'll look felt. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. Because long as you quick and say, oh Lord have mercy. Then you know, but don't keep doing it now. Because we see a film. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says we live in the world, but we don't do it as the world. But we are in the world. So we can't say, the Bible says, you so heaven and mine, you might as well tell God, come on and take me on to heaven, God. Because I'm so heaven and mine, so I can't even go outside no more. I got to stay in the house with my blinds closed, my lights off, so I'm afraid to go outside. I'm afraid I might sin. Come on, somebody. Really? Come on, people of God. So don't be so holy that God, that the Bible says, you so heaven and mine, you ain't no air for the good. God can't use you when you think like that. How can you win souls to Christ? You got to go out there where they at. He said, don't win souls to Christ. You must be wise. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to give you 6 steps about how to seek the face of God. Number one, it's to leave your worldly lifestyle and cry out to God. I said it earlier. Number two, seek Jesus in prayer. Number three, wait to Jesus to talk to you. Now, we all know when we go out in prayer, let's be real, we know that we're going to lay on that floor, we're going to sit on our knees, we're going to wait too long if God will help us speak to us. Because all we think about getting that bed, some popcorn, or whatever else, we know we might be, we ain't going to wait on our face down there a long time. Now, Jesus, you better come on and help us speak to me. You got something to give me now. I ain't going to be that help us long. But we don't tell Jesus everything. But we cannot wait in his presence, not even 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Well, you know why? Because your mind is somewhere else. And you think about whatever you end up doing. And you went into prayer, you think about that, that's what you got to go do. Instead of we blocking everything out, and when we go into his presence, we should be thinking about nothing but going and sticking the face of God. Amen. Verse 4 says, repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Nobody else sin, your own sin. Amen. The Bible says, every man work out his own soul, self-pushing with what? Fear and trembling. Verse 5 say, listen, and Jesus will show you the truth. Listen. That's why he said, take heed, hearken to the voice of God. Take heed, mean warning. Hearken means I'm listening. So many times we know God has spoken to all of us, but we did not hearken. Hearken means I tell heed, but I didn't listen to God. I did not carry out all his instruction. And so what did it take heed if you're not going to hearken? Okay, God, I hear you, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, God, I hear you, Lord. Yes, God, I obey you. Yes, God, I do it. And you know all the time in your heart, you're not going to do it. That's why he said, don't make a vow unto God if you are not going to keep it. Verse 6 say, be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, and ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And don't you know, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, it's a gift. It's a free gift. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? It's a free gift. See, but you know what? People of God on tonight, people don't want to tarry no more. We don't got ready to tarry. We got nine to pray, nine to nine. Who want to get the Holy Spirit? Pastor, go up there. Not do it all. Pray for you for a good circle. Keep on calling. Instead of this on the mothers or the elders, to give them on the altar and label them with the people of God, death is sin. But you know what? Nobody wants to endure. Nobody wants to labor no more. Nobody wants to see God no more. Nobody wants to pray no more. All they want fast, quick, and a hurry. And that's why the people are not getting the real Holy Ghost. Papa said, oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. But you know what? When I got put the Holy Ghost, I had to sit in the chair. And I had a chair for hours and hours and hours and hours. And your mother say, you almost there, baby. Keep calling. I got tired. I kept calling. After a while, I don't know. My tone started changing. I don't know what I was saying. But it's a hey, you almost there. See, that's what we need now. We need to bring back some mothers in the church and stuff that don't mind tearing with the people to be filled with the real Holy Ghost. We need some mothers in the church to come back and say, come on, baby. You got to pray, baby. Come on, baby. You got to see God, baby. Come on. Turn. People are afraid to tell the people in the body of Christ about turning from their wicked way. They're afraid if they call it out, people are going to leave. But nobody can get delivered if you don't expose the sin, they can't get no relief. Exposure has to come first and then deliverance take place. But people are so afraid in the body of Christ of calling out sin because they're afraid somebody's going to leave. But guess what? The blood will be required on our hand. A sin is a sin. It's a way that we can do it. The Bible says what? Love and kindness have I drawn with you. The people of God in tonight, my question before I close, are you chosen by God? Are you called by God? Have you been chosen by man? Have you been chosen by woman? Have you been called by woman? Have you been called by man? Because if you've been chosen by God, you're going to know that God chose you. Anybody can tell you God chose you? Come on, somebody. When people say, answer the call. Or, you know what, Pastor? I think I've been called into the ministry. Ain't no such thing if you think you've been called into the ministry. If you know God has called you, everything's going to be qualified. When you go to your pastor, he's going to say, you know what? I've been one of you, man, woman of God. I know God called on your life. I just want you to come to me. God, he told me that you chosen. But it ain't sometimes the pastor, we need to go to that pastor. If he's a true man of God, God will reveal it to him. Something God is going to reveal to people. You got to open up your mouth and say, hey, okay, every instant. If you know that light's going to be cut off within the next 5 hours, what you going to do? If you don't pray and see God and cry and holler, you better get on that phone call or make a phone call from email or text message and listen. My life's going to be cut off in the next 4 hours. Can anybody help me? What can the word of God say? My people perish because what? The light of knowledge. My people perish because the light of knowledge means they ignorant not coming to the truth, something that got a high-hearted, proud spirit will not ask for help. They think they can pray and fast and seek God. All that is good, baby, but listen to him. You know you need help. You better pray and say, God, put me on somebody's heart, God. Touch somebody's heart right now, God. I got 4 hours to get my light bill money. I need you to move for me now, God. Stop making some phone calls. That's something I'm like, well, if they stay connected to me by the Spirit, they should know. Oh, my God. They're going to read again. My people perish because the light of knowledge. I pray the Spirit has blessed you all tonight. It really blessed me on tonight. See, the word is always for us first, so we can do what? A self-examination and really see, has I been doing this? See, I know who I am because we got to go back and say, God, oh, my God, oh, my God, Lord, I want to stay humble. How you know you're going to stay humble? Smile up on your feet? Since I'm to you the wrong way, guess what? The only thing you will say, oh, brother, it's okay. But no, sometimes we get an attitude. Sometimes we want to say, oh, you want to say, excuse me? Oh, you want to know who I am? I'm the prophet. I'm the apostle. I'm the bishop. See, that means that you are not humble. When you humble yourself down by the matter hands of God, he said, in due season, God say, I will exalt you. I will lift you up. So tonight, the people of God know that you have been chosen by God, you have been called by God, and know that you are qualified. Before you go out there, make sure that you well equipped, make sure that you are prepared, make sure that you are ready, because I'm telling you right now, it's a spirit out there now, and there ain't no joke. So you better make sure you got the whole armor of God on. You better fast and pray, and you better seek God like never before. Because I'm telling you right now, it's some stuff out there now. And if you ain't praying up, if you ain't fast up, I'm telling you, the spirits that come to do what? Take us out of here. That's why Jesus said he sent us out in two. We should never go out anywhere and try to go out and do warfare by ourselves. We are not made to do warfare by ourselves. Find someone that you know this word of God say. When they have done all that it say, then God say, then I will hear their last. But that is a commandment that we have to do, we have to keep. So this time, I pray the word has blessed you all again on tonight. Amen. This time, if you have any comments, special prayer request, petition or grant. Amen. This time, the line is open. Anybody have anything to say this time? Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, Prophetess Lisa, I tell you, I'm listening to you. What a word. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I took notes here because you know what? You started it off with humbling ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, that's a big one there, and I have to sometimes just pinch myself, pinch this flesh, and ask, Lord, keep me in the spirit, yes. And you know what, I've heard you say something about a lot of people that in the ministry, they don't like to go in and call out things. And you know what, I was listening to you because I know, you know, in his word, when we read his word, he said, let not our people perish for lack of knowledge. But see, some of the times when we can get into that word reveals our own sin. Oh, yes, Lord, you know, I tell you, his word will reveal what we need to purge out that's within us. And you said a lot tonight. You said, you know, that sin doesn't just take place on the outside. It's internally the thought that you entertain, that you just let into your mind. And you know what? I've learned so much from you tonight just sharing it. Glory to God. I love what you said about spiritual warfare. And you said, do not go out there alone and make sure you're equipped. When he has chosen you, he will equip you. Like you said, when you're called, you're qualified. But when he chooses you, he will equip you. And you will be equipped, period, through his word. Glory to God. This has been awesome. I tell you, mighty woman of God, I'm listening here, and I'm just going back over the notes that you said. We got to pray. You know, before we start praying, some things just need to repent. I mean, even from the smallest to, you know, you just speak to Sister Jones over there. You seen her looking at you. You turned your head. You know, because those little things, you know, we want to just push them under the rug and thank God don't see. He sees all. He sees your actions. He knows the thoughts when you turn your head. So, glory be to God. This has been awesome. I tell you, I have to go back and listen to the archives again because you gave so much a wealth of information. I love you, my beautiful sister. You keep bringing it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate your deposit, and I thank you. Thank you for support. We have to support each other. It's so important.
We do. Yes. And I thank God for all of you guys on the Now Network and all the ministries out there that's doing the work of God and sharing His word so we all can find that narrow gate. But you said when we seek Him, I love what you said too, when you seek Him, leave those worldly things. Leave everything. Have a clean mind, clean heart, clean spirit. We go all the way in. Leave. Oh, yeah. Take nothing with you, just you and Him. And that's why we tell people, and I know me, I have to find that, just that quiet space. That quiet space. If you said, listen. And I love what you said, too. Sometimes when we're praying, you want to jump up and rush Jesus. My God. My God. This has been awesome. I love you because you keep it so real and so we can just get that full understanding of what the word is. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You broke it down, my sister.
Thank you, glory be to God.
Yes, I love you, appreciate you, and I honor you. Amen. You know, though, Prophet Lisa, you go ahead and pray us out tonight, okay, because all is decent and in order. Amen. Glory be to God. Love you.
Amen. Praise. Anybody else on the line want to have anything to say? I had some guests came on tonight.
Amen. No one's pressing one. Amen.
Okay. All right then. Did you tell them? Because sometimes they don't know about fresh one. You know, they just used to just like a conference line.
No, I don't think there's no one in the queue right now.
Okay. Amen. Well, we'll go ahead and close for that. Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you once again. We thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together on tonight. Father God, let this word begin to go inside of us. Begin to examine ourselves. Let this word begin to go inside of us and begin to absorb as a sponge on tonight, God. Let this word begin to just really see where we at on tonight and really see have we been called by God? Have we been chosen by God? Are we doing the commission? Are we doing what He has assigned for us to do? Father God, we thank you for everyone that dialed in on tonight. We thank you for the woman of God made the comments. I appreciate her. We ask you tonight, Father God, I apply the blood on everybody on this line on tonight that you will cover us, that you will keep us, you will shield us on tonight. And Father God, most of the thing, God, let us stay humble before you. Let us stay at the feet of Jesus so we can hear your voice, oh God. Lord, let us stay humble, God, so you can exalt us, oh God. And God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We pray this prayer in faith in Jesus' name. I love you all and good night. God bless.
Amen. Good night, family.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise, adoration, and glory.